WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It is 34 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Law Office of Brian Turner, exclusively representing fathers' rights. Go to brianturnerlaw.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A Bryan man is accused of driving with a blood alcohol level over four times the legal limit. 44-year-old Thomas Straup is out of jail on bond following his arrest last week on a charge of intoxication assault causing serious bodily injury. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, Straup's blood alcohol level was 0.343 when the test was given after his SUV rear-ended another vehicle stopped for the light at Briarcrest and Broadmoor. Straup and two other people in the other vehicle were taken to the hospital. The crash took place almost a year ago during daylight hours. Yesterday's BCS Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference included an update on the development of a College Station branch of the Houston YMCA from Mayor Carl Mooney.
I'm happy to tell you that the YMCA facility planner has been here in town in the past month, and they are now working on designing the facility that it will eventually be over by the Baylor Scott & White Hospital. That'll be huge for us.
Plans were temporarily put on hold after Hurricane Harvey damaged multiple Houston-wide locations. A record crowd attending yesterday's economic conference received a pep talk on how well things are going.
If you've been listening to the speakers here all morning, have you heard anything bad yet? Have you heard anything negative about this community and what is going on?
Jim Gaines, the chief economist at the Texas A&M Real Estate Center, referred to Isaac Newton's law that an object stays in motion to describe how the current positive economy will continue until another force intervenes.
Right now, we just don't see one of those forces. I mean, there are always some downside risks to anything. I mean, you can imagine things that could happen, might happen, and are potential, they're possible. But at this point, just don't look that likely.
Dr. Gaines told the audience of more than 550 that the most endangered species is the worker making less than $40,000 a year doing a repetitive task, because those are the people who will be replaced by technology in the manufacturing and service industries. And he expects affordable housing will continue to be an issue for the next decade as home prices continue to rise faster than homebuyer incomes. You can now text your non-emergency issues to the Brazos County Dispatch Line at 979-361-3888.
What we hope to accomplish with this is one, just keeping up with the times. You know, a lot of people don't like to make a phone call, and they're accustomed to communicating via text message. So this gives them that opportunity. The other thing is it gives our dispatchers a way to text outbound, whether it be to citizens or to police officers out in the field and be able to send them messages and photos.
Patrick Corley, executive director of Brazos County 911, says the text service applies to residents in Bryan, Wixon Valley, Curtin, and unincorporated areas of Brazos County. Again, that number is 979-361-3888. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 34 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by the Law Office of Brian Turner. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At the Law Offices of Brian Turner, they exclusively fight for the rights of fathers, period. Dads have the right to remain dads following a divorce. Brian Turner can help you fight this battle. Brian Turner Law advocates for deserving dads to ensure his time with his children. He also works hard to protect the client's home, retirement, or other important assets, and has a flat fee for consultation. Call the law offices of Brian Turner, 979-583-9200. Family law for fathers, period. For you and the sake of your kids, BrianTurnerLaw.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Kabetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. This colder weather can be tough on your car battery. Have you had yours checked out? Don't be left in the cold. Stop by Interstate Batteries today and we'll perform a free battery check. We can determine if you need a new battery or if it just needs to be charged to get you back up to speed. We're not going to sell you something you don't need. When you have a battery question, come see the experts at Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Hi, this is Debbie, and I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is sponsored by Home Instead Senior Care, where to us, it's personal. Every week on Brazos Wellness, we interview healthcare and medical professionals. Join us this week for more from Third Day Treatment Center, Audible Hearing, and I'm going to talk more about sleep problems. It's a big problem. Tune in Sundays at 8 a.m. here on 1620 WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Infomaniacs, you're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award. Well, you're not. We are in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Bright sunshine today, courtesy of high pressure, but the pattern's going to start to change after today we lose the sunshine. Temperatures this afternoon, 60 to 65. It'll cloud up tonight. Lows are going to be 45 to 50. Cloudy with scattered showers popping up tomorrow, 60 to 65. More showers tomorrow night. Lows near 55. Scattered showers Saturday, high somewhere between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we'd actually mentioned this at the end of the show yesterday, but did not mention in sports. Texas A&M associate head coach and defensive line coach Jerry Montgomery was in Aggieland for a full 2 weeks before he's heading back to Green Bay to rejoin the Packers. We'll talk about that. As well as the NBA last night, it was a Lone Star Showdown up in Big D between the Mavericks and the Rockets. Also, the San Antonio Spurs were in Memphis taking on the Grizzlies, so that was a pretty good one. And also touching up on the college game, and of course, there was an update about the Larry Nassar case. The former USA Gymnastics and Michigan State doctor has been sentenced 40 to 175 years in prison. He ain't getting out anytime soon. Of course, 150 women and girls offered statements of sexual abuse by him over the years. So Larry Nassar is being locked away for a very long time. So we'll cover all that more coming up in sports.
And the president of Michigan State resigned last night.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, that's because the school was defending her.
The Board of Regents.
Yeah.
The Board of Regents last week defended him. I can't imagine.
Yeah, and then they said, well.
I mean, we're not quite to Baylor level.
No.
But right. We're pretty dang close.
It's going to be, I mean, all of this is just absolutely disgusting and crazy, but it's going to be really interesting to see over really the next few years how much more unravels from this.
That's because he has been doing this
a very long time.
Yep. Now, did you guys catch any of the trial or anything like that?
No.
I saw a few highlights on Twitter, like different things, but not really.
Right. Now, people were talking about the judge. I was trying to pull up a video here a little bit of the statements that she was making. And when she was speaking with him, was very frank and said, I basically just signed your death warrant.
Yeah.
Now there are,
she was a little sassy.
Right. Now there are some folks that are looking at that as maybe letting her emotions get the better of her. Obviously that's an emotional case. And judges are all the time, I think, are allowed to speak their minds. I mean, it's one of those things that they're there to rule and they're there to pass a judgment on it. But I don't know. It's an interesting case because obviously it's something that she was very emotional about. I think anybody would be, but trying to keep that in check overall. Either way, it's kind of beside the point. I think the ruling is really what matters, and that's what everybody cares about.
I don't think that's going to become an issue.
No. I don't think so either, but some people believe with all the cameras and all the lights, everything else around her, that she used that as an opportunity to kind of
grandstand a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, that's so far away. You know, as I think about this, I said this doesn't rise to the level of Baylor, but I don't know that it doesn't because there's a whole bunch of different circumstances in the Baylor situation.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And every one of these victims are children.
Every one of them. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure. And, of course, there's no reason that we need to balance it in any way, shape, or form.
No.
But, man.
And it's not really a comparable situation because there are so many different factors.
It doesn't involve the university's athletes, so to speak.
Yes, it does.
It does. But what I'm saying is they're not the perpetrators. Does that make sense?
Okay. He was an employee at Michigan State.
The victims were.
Right.
The victims were. What I'm saying is the people who did the heinous acts were not athletes, whereas at Baylor they were.
Right, exactly. Yeah. All right, so let's move on. That was great.
Yeah. Heavy start to the show.
Yeah, no kidding. Do what we can there. All right, so here we are. A postal worker in New Jersey got arrested for stealing credit cards out of the mail. Pretty stupid about it.
Mm-hmm.
He worked at the post office and was driving a Maserati.
Yeah, I don't know how much a postal worker makes.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, even if he makes like $55,000-$60,000,
right,
you can't afford a Maserati.
Yeah, we all saw how Newman lived.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Naquin Wilson, the guy's name. But people called him Sock Guy because he would go shopping in the mall with all the credit cards in a sock.
That's even more
unusual,
awkward and
yes.
unusual.
Okay.
And less obvious.
Here are neighbors.
I use this post office to send out packages, and if you can't trust them, who are you going to trust?
He has been stealing credit cards out of the U.S. mail, which were addressed to people in Garden City. He would drive to the mall in his Maserati.
Shows up elsewhere in a sports car with his girlfriend, and then the proceeds are, to get that are a result of the misery of others. No good.
No good.
No good.
What an idiot.
The misery of others.
An idiot criminal on top of everything else. All right, well, then we'll move on to this guy who was really smart. A man robbed a bank in Poland. He showed the bank teller a package, and he said that he could make it blow up if she didn't comply.
Okay.
Well, you can make anything blow up.
Probably. Employees handed him some money, and the man fled. Police found the guy not too far from the bank, and they determined the so-called bomb was actually a package of bird seed.
Mm.
Oh.
Yay. But aside from that,
bird bomb.
Oh, yeah, they found him. Yeah, it was the perfect crime.
Info.
Mation.
Because who doesn't look at a bag of bird seed and go, I think I can rob a bank with that.
You know what?
That's my weapon of choice.
What I could do with this bird seed.
I would have no problem at all being able to rob a bank.
At least double.
Oh, yeah.
What I paid for this thing.
It's bird seed.
Hi, this is Dennis Kubetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. This colder weather can be tough on your car battery. Have you had yours checked out? Don't be left in the cold. Stop by Interstate Batteries today and we'll perform a free battery check. We can determine if you need a new battery or if it just needs to be charged to get you back up to speed. We're not going to sell you something you don't need. When you have a battery question, come see the experts at Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageous. Dependable.
The Brazos County District Clerk's Office is probably best known by the general public for the summoning of jurors. Did you also know that the District Clerk is responsible for preserving evidence, records retention, maintaining legislative relationships, and so much more? Hi, this is Margaret Meese, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. The Clerk's Office has other far-ranging duties and plays a key role in the day-to-day operation of our county government. Please elect me as your new Brazos County District Clerk.
Political and paid for by Margaret Meese.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we could try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's almost Friday. Later on today, you're fat and it's not your fault.
Yes.
It's not your
fault. It is not my fault.
Just wanted to let you know. Having tattoos may actually help you get a job. We have that for you.
Okay.
And divorce is bad for the environment.
Okay.
Everything's bad for the environment,
isn't
it?
I know. And that's the other thing about this this fat thing, as we talk about this later on today. I mean, by the time this is done, you're going to be so angry at almost everybody in your world. Just let
okay.
me know. Okay? Okay, you got that
that's
going
fine.
For
What's
you.
New?
Yeah. Day,
just kidding.
Day 25, I got 340 of them to go. It's Irish Coffee Day.
Ooh.
We'll start that way.
Mm-hmm.
Knock one back. Drinking a lot of coffee today, are you?
Yeah. It's tired.
But you know, that's kind of derogatory towards the Irish. They don't drink that much.
Well, you know that. I heard what you said. That you know, I've thought that before about the Dutch people. Okay.
Okay.
For instance, I can't think of anything that necessarily is positive, and quite often is negative when it has to do with the Dutch people. For instance, a door that's a half door.
Yeah.
It's a Dutch door.
Okay.
And if you're going to eat with someone and each person is paying their own, then you're going Dutch.
Right.
I mean,
which isn't necessarily negative.
Well,
but...
yeah, but it's not, I don't think it's necessarily positive
either.
Well,
yeah, that's true.
I don't know if we can think of anything where there's actually a country involved that's positive.
So my dad made, have you ever had a Dutch baby?
I don't know what that means.
It's like a little, it's a little pancake looking deal.
Really?
But apparently it was started in Germany. Okay. I don't know how it was called a Dutch baby. But delicious.
Here's the reason. If it was like during World Wars, you wouldn't say anything German being good.
It's also sometimes called a German pancake.
Ah. Mm. What is it? Dutch puff. What, it's just a little bitty? Is it like a silver dollar pancake?
No.
At IHOP
it's
or
big.
What?
It's big. It's kind of a cross between a pancake.
And a crepe.
Yeah, or like a sopapilla looking deal. Like you can put sugar on it.
Yeah,
really? You can put fruit in the middle.
It's delicious.
Wow.
At least
can
my
we
dad's
go
were.
Home? I think we've done the complete show already.
I know. It's the main ingredients are egg, wheat flour, milk, vanilla, and cinnamon.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Cinnamon.
It's a sweet popover is what this what this describes it as. So
never heard of that.
Yeah,
okay.
Me neither.
There you go. So more from East Texas.
Boom.
It's also opposite day.
Okay.
Celebrate however you wish. Clashing Clothes Day.
There we go. Opposite day.
I do that every day.
What happens when you dress in the dark, right?
Right, or at 4 a.m.
Yep. Fluoride Day. It's okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's Macintosh Computer Day.
Uh-oh.
The reason it's Macintosh Computer Day is I think this was the day that the computer thing happened.
Gotcha.
Know,
that
computer
thing.
Well,
okay.
We got that Macintosh was introduced.
Right.
Oh,
I
gotcha.
Just don't have the date in front of me. All right, we got birthdays out there.
Birthdays for today. Christina Ochoa is turning 33. Warrant Officer Nora Madani on the CW's Valor.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go if you watch that show. Michael Trevino is turning 33. Plays werewolf Tyler Lockwood on The Vampire Diaries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So another show about vampires and werewolves.
Oh, yeah.
Young love.
What a great idea.
Yeah, the supernatural. There you go. Alicia Keys is turning 37 today.
Man. This girl is on fire.
And it's her birthday.
She hasn't come out with it. Well, I guess she was, when she was the judge on The Voice, she came out with some new music, but hasn't really hit the radio waves yet.
Yeah, she's too busy busy judging on The Voice. And I guess she made the choice a couple of years ago to go no makeup.
Yeah, when she was on The Voice as a judge, she did this whole stint where she went completely natural, no makeup the whole time she was on the show. I don't know how long that whole campaign lasted or if it's still going, but just kind of, you know, promoting natural beauty and whatnot.
That's a pretty good thing.
Yeah. And especially considering, I mean, The Voice aired, you know, for like 4 hours every week.
Yeah.
And so she was on. She had a lot of camera time.
A lot of FaceTime.
Well,
yep.
Granted, and it also helps, too, if you look like Alicia Keys.
Well, yeah, she's gorgeous.
She's very attractive.
That too.
Charlie Bewley is turning 37, plays Dimitri in the Twilight movies. So more vampires.
More vampires and
werewolves. And
werewolves.
Mia Kirshner is turning 43. Jenny on The L Word. The assassin Mandy on 24, Spock's mom on Star Trek Discovery.
Wow, a lot of stuff.
There you go. China Cantner is turning 47 today.
Hey.
Grace Slick and Paul Cantner, of course, are her parents.
Yep.
They initially wanted to name her God with a little G.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. But instead they went with China, which is your typical
Even
name.
Better.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Anna Ortiz turning 47 on Devious Maids, Ugly Betty. Hanny Wolfgram is turning 50.
Who?
Hanny Wolfgram, I believe I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah.
The Jets.
Okay.
So there you go. I would play a little bit, but I feel like we're rushing for time.
No, we're fine.
Okay, here you go. Crush on you. It's very
80s. Oh, I know that song. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, now I know who that is.
Okay.
Yeah. So apparently it was the whole family, I guess.
All
right, sure.
Just a whole bunch of folks.
Take your word for it.
There you go. Jennifer Lewis is turning 61. Plays Dre's mom, Ruby, on Blackish.
All right.
It's also the voice of BB Ho and the PJs.
Mm-hmm.
And is Becca Twigg in Castaway. There you go.
Becca Twigg. What a great name.
Becca Twigg.
I like that.
Dina Mainoff is turning 62. Elaine on Soap. Carol on Empty Nest.
Okay.
Andy Cox turning 62 today. Guitarist for the English Beat and Fine Young Cannibals.
Oh, yeah.
And Virginia Woolf. Birthday is today. She turned, well, she...
She's
I can't,
dead.
Yeah.
She's
she passed away
dead.
A couple of years ago, 1941.
Yeah.
But
the other day.
Yeah. I ain't afraid of her, so...
Is that why you wanted to do that? Okay. Dean Jones, you may have remembered him in a lot of Walt Disney movies. He's dead, too, but he would have been 80. 80s.
Touching on all the dead folks.
This
today.
Show yeah. is just
all right,
off to a great start.
6:25.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
All right, so while the mainstream media still wants you to believe that President Trump colluded with the Russians to win the 2016 election, we have a brand new Rasmussen poll suggesting the American people are not taking the bait. Survey, 1,000 likely voters conducted between January 22nd and January 23rd found a plurality. 49% of respondents believe a special prosecutor now should be named to investigate whether senior FBI officials handled the investigation of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump in a legal and unbiased fashion. 31% disagree. 64% of all voters believe Hillary likely broke the law for sending classified emails on her private unsecured server. Now, despite the hours of coverage by the media and their false narrative about President Trump and Russia, looks like the American people see through it and they get it.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Acme Glass here for you when you need glass or want glass, and most often it's because you need glass. You need to get something replaced that's broken. Acme Glass can respond, and that's either for a commercial application or something in your home. There's safety and security that has to be taken into account, and Acme Glass understands that. Maybe you have a piece of glass that needs to be replaced in a piece of equipment out in the field. Well, Acme Glass can do that and has been doing that for a long time. In fact, Acme Glass has been doing everything having to do with glass for a long time, for more than 70 years. Acme Glass has been serving Bryan College Station and the surrounding communities since 1946. By the way, they also do fleet service. If you've got a lot of vehicles that you are responsible for, they can help you with that. Also, they do headlight restoration. They'll do applications if you have a storefront that you need built out. They can do that for you. And, of course, they do shower enclosures of all different sizes and designs. They've been doing that for decades, and yet they'll be glad to show you some of the work they've done. They're in College Station across from the main entrance at 8 a.m., located on South Washington Street in Bryan, where they have some of their commercial and residential products. And then, of course, they're in downtown Bryan at 28th and Main, specializing in windshield replacement and chip repair there. That's family-owned and operated since 1946, Acme Glass. Checking some weather, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. High temperature today, about 67 degrees with some sunshine. That'll be kind of nice. Low tonight around 48, and we'll do probably the same thing tomorrow. And then on we've got a 50-50 chance of rain, by the way, on Friday night. Then Saturday, 30% chance of rain as we start the day. It gets up to 60% later on during the day. But the temps will be nice. We'll be right at 70 degrees. And on Sunday and Monday, we'll be in the lower 60s. So we should have pretty nice weather. Just remember about that chance of showers tomorrow night and then also on Saturday. Currently, winds are calm, 67% relative humidity. Fair skies got 37.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Hundreds of universities got big returns on their financial investment last year, marking an upswing after two sluggish years. The survey of 800 schools found that the value of the average college endowments grew by 12.2% in fiscal year 2017, following average returns of -1.9% the year before and 2.4% in 2015. The improvement is largely tied to strong stock markets in the U.S. and abroad, which brought colleges the largest returns compared to other types of investments. Ford reported quarterly operating profit that fell short of earlier forecasts and reiterated a bleak outlook for the year, results that signal continued financial pressure as first-year CEO Jim Hackett tries to transform the automaker. Rising commodity costs, unfavorable currency movements, and higher interest rates will pressure margins at both the company's auto division and the lucrative Ford credit finance arm. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately higher open this morning. That's your money now.
First off, you robots are a great addition to the accounting department.
But
your auditing and risk assessment skills are excellent.
But
it's official. Robots have entered the world of accounting, and certified management accountants have mastered the 11 most critical practice areas in business, which means they'll be the ones calling the shots.
Forecasting, outstanding.
But
please stop oiling yourself up in the lunchroom.
I knew there was a but. There's always a but.
The CMA certification. You've got to earn it. Visit CMAcertification.org for details.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 37 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A man from the Woodlands is accused of having almost $80,000 of drugs and paraphernalia inside a bedroom at College Station's The Woodlands Apartments. 19-year-old Kobe Milam is out of jail after posting bonds totaling $118,000. According to the arrest report, police had a search warrant following information about drug sales taking place. Officers seized almost 7,300 Xanax pills valued at $39,000, 7.5 pounds of marijuana valued at almost $17,000, and equipment to weigh and package drugs valued at $20,000. A large amount of cash was also seized. The amount was not disclosed. A Bryan police officer on patrol who smelled marijuana coming from a car in front of him leads to the driver being arrested on 10 new charges and warrants from 10 other cases. According to the arrest report, 29-year-old Brandon Erskine of College Station had what was described as a large wad of currency, a stolen handgun, cocaine, and marijuana. We've asked Bryan police for the street value of the drugs. The new charges also include resisting arrest and driving without a license with prior convictions. The warrants from Bryan and Brazos County charges Erskine with family violence assault, jumping bail, and drug cases from 2014. According to online records, this is Erskine's 12th time in the Brazos County Jail in the last 10 and a half years. Governor Abbott's call to cap property tax increases at the local level was brought up during yesterday's Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference.
Right now it's at 8%. We've never had to raise taxes. That doesn't mean tax rate. That includes all the value that's added to it. Now I'm hearing the governor with ads that says it ought to be 2.5%. And I will tell you that the things that we've managed to get done probably will only be maintaining the roads that we've got and that sort of thing if they were to cut it even to 4. But I'm not sure we're going to get much done as far as economic development or any of those sorts of things.
Comments from Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters were supported by the chief economist at the Texas A&M Real Estate Center, Jim Gaines.
And as the county judge rightly points out, it's going to be a problem if you try to limit some of those things and limit the government's and limit tax growth in terms of what the capacity is then for the public sector to deliver.
Peters and College Station Mayor Carl Mooney called on the record crowd of more than 550 attending the chamber event to contact state lawmakers. Yesterday's BCS Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference included an announcement from Texas A&M of an expanded relationship with the chamber. Associate Vice President for External Affairs Chad Wooten says that includes consulting services from the chamber.
Consultant to work with us on some nonprofit management, some regional engagement, and some work with some other chamber leadership training programs. Roger Martinez from my team is here, is working some of those with Hispanic chambers, etc. And we're very glad that Glenn and the board, John and others, have given us Royce as our consultant for the next 2 years. And that partnership is allowing us to learn from his wisdom, connect better with the chamber.
Wooten says A&M will be a signature sponsor of multiple chamber events. Residents in Bryan, Curtin, Wixon Valley, and unincorporated areas of Brazos County can now report non-emergency issues through text messaging. Patrick Corley is the executive director of Brazos County 911.
dog, noise complaint, anything that doesn't need an immediate response from law enforcement.
Corley says this new technology also allows them to send text messages to citizens. That non-emergency number is 979-361-3888. That's 979-361-3888. Final numbers have been reported by the Hurricane Harvey Relief Organization, led by United States' five former living presidents. One America Appeal, represented by the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library Foundation, has distributed more than $41 million to victims in Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
I want to thank the former presidents themselves for once again showing there are some things that are more important than politics. What an uplifting and inspiring example they offered.
Foundation CEO David Jones, in comments provided by the foundation, says more than 110,000 donors contributed between $10 and millions. The foundation also produced last October's Deep from the Heart benefit concert for One America Appeal at Reed Arena. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 37 degrees. Be part of the show. We'd love to hear from you this morning. 979-695-1620. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com, and you can take us anywhere at RadioAggieland.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
All right, America. H&R Block has some good news for taxpayers this year. Check this out. For a limited time only, you could get a refund advance loan of up to $3,000 the same day you file at Block. That's right. You could get up to $3,000, no interest. Why wait weeks for your refund when you could get money at Block today? See? Told you it was good news. To learn more or find participating locations near you, visit hrblock.com. Get money faster. Get your taxes won. Optional tax refund related loan from B of I Federal Bank. Not your tax refund. $500, $750, $1,250, or $3,000 loans offered. Approval and loan amount based on expected refund and other conditions. Funds loaded on prepaid card. Tax returns may be e-filed without applying for this loan. Fees for other products or features may apply.
Why wait for your money? H&R Block has up to $3,000 in a refund advance loan available today. Visit our location next to Kroger's on Boonville and Bryan, or in Caldwell on Highway 21 across from the Civic Center. H&R Block.
A new voice, new ideas, and a whole lot of energy are just what the district clerk's office needs to take us into the next generation. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, third generation Brazos County resident, graduate of Bryan High and Texas A&M, 13 years business owner, and years of volunteer service to the community gives me a good foundation to be district clerk. My experience in business management is why you should vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk on March 6.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, Treasurer.
Good morning, 6:38, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's time for some weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference.
The sunny weather continues for one more day, and then things go downhill as we head into tomorrow and the weekend. It'll be sunny with a high of 60 to 65 this afternoon, increasingly cloudy overnight, 45 to 50. Clouds, scattered showers for tomorrow, high 60 to 65. Chance for showers tomorrow night, lows near 55. Cloudy with showers on Saturday, highs will be somewhere between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're going to be talking about NBA last night, a Lone Star Showdown up in Big D between the Dallas Mavericks and the Houston Rockets. We'll touch on that one, as well as the San Antonio Spurs route in Memphis taking on the Grizzlies. So plenty of basketball to talk about. Also, Texas A&M Associate Head Coach, Defensive Line Coach Jerry Montgomery was in Aggieland a total of about 2 weeks. He's now heading back to Green Bay to be a defensive line coach for the Green Bay Packers. That's where he was previously. So we'll talk more about that move, as well as some preseason accolades for Texas A&M athletes. All that more coming up in sports.
Really? You want to stay, huh?
I guess not.
Misses Green Bay in the winter?
You know, I don't get that, but yeah. He's originally from Iowa, I believe. I guess he's okay. Used to that Midwest
those people up
chill.
There. Yeah, sure, exactly. All right, so the president is over there with all the rich people. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, he's rich,
he
too.
He is rich.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. He's over in Davos, where they talk about what rich people talk about.
Laying the groundwork for the president's visit, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has been in Davos for a day already.
We're having lots of meetings again, lots of discussions, just focused on international trade. And what's good for the United States is good for the rest of the world in terms of growth.
The president saying his aim is to encourage investment in the United States. He's the first serving U.S. president to attend the meeting since President Clinton 18 years ago. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Yeah, so Mnuchin said, I'll go over early. I'll go a day early.
Yeah.
Make sure everything's okay, that they understand how you like your toast, things like that.
Right.
Smooth stuff out.
Yeah, take care of the details so that when you get there, it'll be just seamless.
He did tweet about going over to Switzerland.
Oh, did he do that?
He did.
Oh, wait, hang on. Let me officially get my, we haven't used this very much lately because we've all gotten pretty tired of
everything, yeah.
So mm-hmm. Wait, it's loading up. Ah, yes, here we go. All right, so here's the official.
Wait for it.
So he tweeted yesterday, we'll soon be heading to Davos, Switzerland to tell the world how great America is and is doing. Our economy is now booming.
Booming.
And with all I'm doing, we'll only get better. Our country is finally winning again.
Yeah.
So fun.
Hey, Lurch says he may run for president again.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. How old is he now?
Well, I went and looked that up. I think he's 74 now, which just means he'd be a spry 76.
Oh, perfect.
I mean, because that's exactly what we want is an old white guy who's really,
really
rich.
Really old white guy.
And lives in Massachusetts because he's just like us.
Yep.
Anyway, he was talking to some Palestinian leaders, and he kind of hinted that he might want to do that. So, fine. So North Korea calling for unification of the Korean Peninsula. Are you crazy?
Okay.
Reuters reports that North Korea's state media says all Koreans should promote contact, travel cooperation between the North and South Korea. Well, you won't let people from the North come to the South right now. Aren't you the problem, North Korea?
Right.
Tensions have cooled on the Korean Peninsula.
Hmm.
Now, I wonder why that is. Is that because of the Olympics? Is that because there's actually a president who'll call him Fat Boy, Rocket Boy, or whatever?
I mean,
rather than stand there and be scared that he'll do something stupid?
Interesting.
It is. That's, I thought, kind of a major story. We'll put that over there. And
are they just, like, getting our guard down?
That's it.
Did you see where Lester Holt was talking about how nice all the North Koreans have been to him?
No.
So NBC's over there for the Olympics. And
oh,
they got to,
you're the one watching it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, they got to tour the old training center, for the Korean skiing team.
Okay.
And he was just talking about how lovely everyone has been.
You said the Korean skiing team, like that's a thing.
It is, because they have both North Korea and South Korea. So,
okay.
I mean, I could have used both, but why say that when you can just sum it up in one word?
Right.
That reminds me, once you start sports, I'm going to go into YouTube and find North Korean skiing videos, because that's what
that's what we do.
I got to stay in the loop, Scott.
It just struck me as a little unusual.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, while we're talking about that, you know, the big the superstars of the Slopes and Aspen today will start the Winter X Games.
Oh, okay.
So,
really?
Yeah, that's what they say here.
The 23rd edition of the Winter X Games comes just 2 weeks ahead of the start of the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang and could prove to be a preview of the action on the slopes in South Korea.
Oh.
The snow stars will ride through formats such as slope style, big air, super pipe, and freestyle in three different disciplines.
Super pipe,
snowboarding, and snowmobile.
Awesome.
You'll see seasoned veterans like Sean White, who looks for his first medal at an X Games since 2013, also held in Aspen at Buttermilk Mountain.
Yeah.
Then there's young prodigies like Chloe
Sounds
Kim,
delicious.
The American snowboarder enters her fifth X Games at the mere age of 17.
Yeah.
The X Games will run from today through Sunday. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
See, what,
she was like 12?
Yeah, your 17-year-old is what? Getting ready to go to school?
Oh, my gosh.
You could be there at the X Games.
It is interesting, though, that they have it so close to the Olympics and these athletes actually still compete. I mean, I don't think injuries are super common, but I don't know if I'd be willing to risk my Olympic medal for an X Games medal.
Guess what? What's more important? I don't know.
True.
That's honest, because the X Games are every year. I mean, that's something that you can compete in every single year.
Right, but for them, you're right. I don't know. I'm not, you know, versed enough in that world, but they're, you know, X Games could be a bigger deal.
Well, that's it. And let me see if I, because coming up tonight on U.S. American television is a, I'm trying to find the official name of the show, MVP Most Valuable Performer. This is on CBS tonight.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
This is NFL stars showing off their non-football talents.
Okay.
Okay. And they're mentored by an entertainer to help them enhance their performances. Oh. They'll have celebrity judges that will critique each player's performance. But here's the deal.
That's kind of
fun. Well, if you think about it, these X-Game people are athletes.
Right.
So they get a chance to kind of get outside the parameters of what Olympic stuff is.
Right.
And maybe show off a little
bit.
True,
because there are different, much different events.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Well, and I think of golf just because I know it, but, you know, look at back in the Summer Olympics when a lot of those guys didn't even want to risk going to Rio.
Yeah.
And going to the Olympics wasn't that big of a deal for them, where their PGA championship type things and tournaments are more important for them than the Olympics.
No.
Also, there's a lot more money involved.
You remember the video of Tiger Woods where he flips the ball up with the club and hits it while it's in the air.
Uh-huh.
Pretty cool, see? So
right.
How many people on the PGA Tour can do that, for instance? That'd be kind of like an X Games for
golf.
Ooh,
yeah.
And you have people yell and scream while they're doing it? I mean, that would be okay.
Okay.
All of this, I don't know, it makes you feel good, but apparently we're about to all die. I just want to let you know.
Just had to throw that in there.
It's expected to inch closer to midnight today when scientists announce their findings on the danger of the apocalypse.
Oh.
The metaphorical clock created by the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists assesses that danger based on threats such as nuclear Armageddon, climate change, and bioterrorism. The clock currently stands at 2.5 minutes to midnight, second only to the hydrogen bomb testing in 1953 that pushed the clock to 2 minutes before the point of no return.
Scientists
blame the election of President Trump for the current
state.
Fox News.
Thank you.
Thanks,
now I
Trump.
Well, here's the deal. He's in a peeing contest with science right now. You know, he's got this science advisory board. They don't have a head for it. They don't have nearly as many scientists being employed by the government, which means the scientists have to go out and find real jobs. Yeah, I said that. And so as a result, scientists are in an all-out battle against Donald Trump.
Right,
plus,
of course.
There's no scientific explanation for how his hair can stay like that. So
exactly.
That's part of the reason they're angry,
so
too.
They're so confused.
So
I know.
That's it. So the doomsday clock. So now you know. It's 6:47.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP, 779-2998, or visit us at ctwp.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I get a lot of requests for plants that will fill a tall space, but where there isn't a whole lot of horizontal room in the landscape. Narrow, tall plants do not abound in our garden centers. There are several, but they're not especially good landscaping choices. I think that's a good place to consider a vine, or if a vine isn't practical, maybe an espalier. Espaliers are shrubs or trees that are trained to grow two-dimensionally. We'll talk about them right after this message. Get your new gardening year off to a great start with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. You can order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week or from neilsperry.com anytime 24/7. That's NEILSPERRY.com. Remember, this newest book of mine is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. If you go into stores, stores or on Amazon, that's the book you're going to be getting. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed, only $31.95 plus tax and postage, satisfaction guaranteed. Again, 800-752-4769 or order at neilsperry.com. There are many forms of espaliers. Diamond-shaped and basket weave patterns are most common, but you'll also see freeform styles as well. In fact, if you're starting an espalier, that's probably the easiest way for you to develop it. Some gardeners even go to the trouble of training plants into special shapes, like the pyracantha trained into the shape of golden arches. The secret in training espaliers is to start with young plants. Know the ultimate shape you'd like the espalier to assume. Train the plant to fill the espalier from the bottom. Once you've completed the bottommost portion, then move upward to the next layer. Keep doing so until you've completed the design. If you let the plant grow upward first, you'll find that all the new growth will occur at the top, leaving the bottom unfinished. You want to anchor your espalier to the wall by using masonry nails driven into the brick joints. Attach a stout wire to form the design, then secure the plant's limbs to the wire with plastic plant ties. Prune any twigs that grow off course, especially those that stand out away from the wall. If you have a wooden fence or if you're putting the espalier against a wooden wall, you might consider putting the plant on a hinged trellis that would allow you to swing it out of the way if you have to repaint the house or rework the fence. One cultural note of importance, since you'll be growing espaliered plants in a somewhat artificial manner, you need to be prepared to pamper them just a little bit. Species that normally would tolerate full sun and north winds may need just a little protection from the elements. If you'd like a supple, attractive plant for your espaliers, consider the ones we're going to mention now. Each of these is commonly available in nurseries. Pyracantha is certainly the number one plant for espaliers. It grows quickly, it's unusually supple, and it bears spectacular berries all winter long. It's available in all manners of patterns. You can find preform espaliers pretty often. No plant holds up as well to the heat as Eleagnus. It has gray-green foliage and a vigorous habit of growth. You can train it easily into an espalier. You may even, in an off chance, find one. There are several types of junipers available as espaliers, but Hollywood Twisted Juniper is by far, far the best. It has very soft textured needles, and that makes it a lot easier to work with. Waxleaf Ligustrum, even little gem magnolias, even pear trees you'll see as espaliers. I'm Neil Sperry. What makes a tree great? In our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:52. Texas A&M associate head coach and defensive line coach Jerry Montgomery will return to the Green Bay Packers as an assistant. This is according to Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Montgomery, who was hired as part of Jimbo Fisher's staff back on January 8th, served as a defensive front assistant for the Packers from 2015 to 2017. And out to the diamond, where three Aggie athletes have earned preseason accolades. Baseball's Braden Shoemake has been pegged a D1Baseball.com preseason All-American second teamer following a freshman campaign that saw him hit .328 with 11 home runs, 69 RBI, and 11 stolen bases. Now for softball, seniors Tori Vidalis and Ashley Walters have been pegged preseason All-SEC. Vidalis started in all 60 games last year, batting .298 with 46 RBI and a team-high 17 homers. Walters, who started 52 games behind the plate, sported a .315 clip and led the Aggies with 18 doubles. Patty Mills finished with 15 points, one of eight Spurs to crack double digits as San Antonio topped Memphis last night, 108-85. Spurs big man Pau Gasol had a big performance as well, finishing just one assist shy of a triple-double when he was taken out late by coach Greg Popovich.
He didn't get the memo. None of the coaches got the memo. But, you know, it was great. I love the ball movement. I love how guys work hard to get open. And I'm always looking. So if you're open, you're going to get it. And guys know that. And I love that because that encourages motion, movement, aggressiveness, and unselfishness.
After dropping two in a row, Gasol and the Spurs have now grabbed two in a row. Up in Big D, James Harden scored 25 points and dished out 13 assists to lead the Rockets past the Mavericks 104-97. Here's the beard after the win.
We knew how special this team was, just bouncing off last year and then adding Chris and Tuck and Luke and Tark. And that's why we put so much energy and time into the summertime to actually, you know, get into rhythm, get in the gym, and just be around each other. And so this is no surprise for us. And obviously we're playing well, but we just got to stay healthy. And we all have the same goal. And that's why, you know, we look so good.
Teammate Trevor Ariza chipped in with 23 points for the Rockets, who used a first big quarter to propel them to the win. Mavericks coach Rick Carlisle said that fast start was just too much for his Mavs.
I mean, we got 3-0. Things looked pretty promising at that moment. But then it was just like boom. And these guys are, they're really good. And they hit you hard and they hit you quick. So we needed to be better in those moments, early first, early third. But I thought we did a few good things, we just didn't have enough tonight.
Wesley Matthews scored 29 points for Dallas, which has now dropped 4 of its last 5. In the college game, 8th-ranked Xavier topped Marquette 89-70. 9th-ranked Cincinnati stomped Temple 75-42. Number 19 Auburn blew past Missouri 91-73. And South Carolina upended 20th-ranked Florida 77-72. Now tonight, there will be several big men's games on the slate, highlighted by 3rd-ranked Purdue hosting 25th-ranked Michigan at 6. And number 11, Arizona, entertains Colorado out in the desert. Tip-off between the Wildcats and Buffaloes is at 7:30 with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Former USA Gymnastics and Michigan State doctor Larry Nassar has been sentenced to 40 to 175 years in prison following a week-long hearing in which more than 150 women and girls offered statements of sexual abuse. Nassar admitted molesting some of the nation's top gymnasts for years under the guise of medical treatment. The Major League Baseball Hall of Fame will have 4 new members come this July. Former third baseman Chipper Jones, first baseman Jim Thome, outfielder Vladimir Guerrero, and closer Trevor Hoffman have been elected to Cooperstown. It'll be top-ranked Simona Halep against number 2 Caroline Wozniacki in the Australian Open Women's Final. Halep topped former champ Angelique Kerber yesterday in the semis, while Wozniacki downed Elise Mertens 6-3, 7-6. And the Dallas Stars are back on the ice tonight after taking yesterday off. Dallas will actually be at home to host the Toronto Maple Leafs at 7:30. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
The George H.W. Bush Presidential Center, together with National Geographic and the College of Education and Human Development at Texas A&M University, present a thought leader panel discussion on human geography at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center on January 25th at 6 p.m. Panelists will discuss topics of contemporary interest, including population distribution, urban geography, migration, and best practices in education. To register and for more information, visit bush41.org.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Brazos Valley and Sioux Falls Prater are now United Ag and Turf, your local John Deere dealership. Stop in for our customer appreciation sale going on this month only. Get great deals on John Deere tractors, mowers, gators, and attachments. Save big. Now is the time to buy. It's more affordable than ever with finance options as low as 0% for up to 84 months. Plus, get even more for your trade. There's never been a better time to buy a new John Deere. Stop in today or visit us at UnitedAgandTurf.com.
Offers end January 31st, 2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, just about a minute tilt. So I'm just reading this thing kind of off the sports wire or deal about the NBA is looking at having legalized gambling.
Really?
Have you seen anything about that?
No.
I mean, maybe the idea is to build interest, but It says here that the NBA wants nationwide legalized sports betting.
Wow.
I don't like
Interesting.
That.
Well, teams are starting to get closer and closer to that. Seems like leagues are anyways.
I guess so. All right, 67 for a high temperature today. That's pretty good. Low temperature tonight around 48. Same thing for tomorrow. We do have a 50-50 chance of rain on Friday night. It's up to a 60% chance of rain on Saturday. And right now it's 57 degrees out there. First in news. Did I say 57? I mean 37.
BDSM. Same thing.
We'll take it to one. WTAW College Station, Brian. It's 7 o'clock.